Welcome to my third Science of Wholeness podcast, titled Why Biodiversity Matters, which aired Monday, February 19th, 2024. Esteemed listeners of this show, today's topic is nurturing biodiversity, sustaining life on Earth. Before it's too late, I need to underscore the critical importance of biodiversity, the rich tapestry of life that sustains ecosystems, enriches our spirits, and enhances our quality of life. Biodiversity encompasses the variety of living organisms, from microscopic bacteria to towering trees, and plays a vital role in shaping the health and vitality of our planet and its inhabitants. Why is biodiversity so important? Biodiversity is the cornerstone of healthy ecosystems, providing a myriad of essential services that sustain life on Earth. From regulating climate patterns and purifying air and water to pollinating crops and controlling pests, biodiversity underpins the functioning of our planet's ecosystems and supports human well-being in countless ways. Our spiritual connection requires biodiversity. Biodiversity is not only essential for our physical survival, but also deeply intertwined with our spiritual and emotional well-being. The diversity of life forms inspires awe and wonder, fostering a sense of reverence and connection to the natural world. Many spiritual traditions recognize the sacredness of biodiversity, viewing all living things as interconnected and deserving of respect and reverence. Our quality of life depends on biodiversity. Biodiversity enriches our quality of life in profound ways, providing us with food, medicine, shelter, and countless other resources essential for our survival and prosperity. The variety of plants and animals that inhabit our planet contribute to cultural diversity, providing inspiration for art, music, literature, and cuisine. Moreover, biodiverse ecosystems offer opportunities for recreation, relaxation, and spiritual renewal, enhancing our physical and mental well-being. Because of all their spiritual healing and life-enhancing properties, we need a biodiversity of herbs. Herbs and some species of fungi and pollens have been used for millennia by indigenous cultures and traditional healers to treat a wide range of ailments and promote holistic well-being. The biodiversity of plant life provides an abundance of medicinal and adaptogenic herbs, each with its own unique healing properties and therapeutic benefits. From soothing chamomile tea to potent anti-inflammatory turmeric, herbs offer natural remedies for common health issues and support overall vitality and resilience. I personally depend on Mother Nature's rich diversity of healing herbs, not only to alleviate my own anxiety, fatigue, and depression, but also to enhance my meditations, sexual transmutation, spiritual awareness, length and quality of sleep, and astral travel dreams. I am able to feel much stronger, and even in my old age, enjoy much better mind power and self-confidence than I ever enjoyed in my entire life. Thanks to Mother Nature's marvelous bounty of plant diversity, I often get to enjoy tremendous bliss and wholeness like no drug could ever create. I can choose to benefit immensely on all levels of health and well-being, some of the healthiest plant-based foods that ever existed. Sadly, and what makes me so very angry, is that climate change, along with the insane political environment that aggressively denies it, is threatening our biodiversity and therefore our spiritual connection. And who is mainly responsible for climate change? Those in power and influence hell-bent on continuing to promote their dangerous policies based on highly irresponsible, selfish, and erroneous assumptions caused by fragmented thinking. Despite the immense value of biodiversity, Our planet's ecosystems are under threat from human activities, mainly activities related to factory farms, deforestation, and fossil fuel extraction and burning. Rising temperatures, shifting precipitation patterns, and extreme weather events are disrupting ecosystems and threatening the survival of countless species. From coral bleaching in the oceans to habitat loss in tropical rainforests, the impacts of climate change are already being felt across the globe, jeopardizing the delicate balance of life on Earth. Negative impacts of climate change on biodiversity. Climate change poses a myriad of threats to biodiversity, with far-reaching and often irreversible consequences for ecosystems and species around the world. Some of the key impacts include habitat loss and fragmentation, rising temperatures, altered precipitation patterns, and more frequent extreme weather events are leading to habitat loss and fragmentation, disrupting ecosystems and threatening the survival of countless species. From melting polar ice caps to shrinking rainforests, the loss of habitat is pushing many species to the brink of extinction. Species extinction. Climate change is driving shifts in species distributions and altering the timing of biological events such as migration, breeding, and flowering. These changes can disrupt ecological relationships and lead to mismatches between species, increasing the risk of extinction for vulnerable populations. Coral bleaching. Rising ocean temperatures are causing widespread coral bleaching events, where corals expel the algae and provide them with food and color. Coral reefs, which support some of the most diverse ecosystems on the planet, are experiencing mass die-offs as a result, threatening the survival of countless marine species. Ocean acidification, the absorption of excess carbon dioxide by the world's oceans, is leading to ocean acidification, which can harm marine organisms such as shellfish, corals, and plankton. These organisms form the foundation of marine food webs, and their decline can have cascading effects on entire ecosystems. Disruption of ecosystem services. Biodiverse ecosystems provide essential services such as pollination, water purification, and carbon sequestration, which are vital for human well-being. Climate change is disrupting these services, leading to declines in agricultural productivity, increased water scarcity, and heightened vulnerability to natural disasters. Strategies for mitigating climate change and preserving biodiversity. Addressing climate change and preserving biodiversity require coordinated and concerted efforts at local, national, and global levels. Some key strategies include reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The primary driver of climate change is the emission of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. Transitioning to renewable energy sources, improving energy efficiency, and implementing carbon pricing mechanisms are essential steps in reducing emissions and mitigating climate change. Protecting and restoring natural habitats. Preserving intact ecosystems and restoring degraded habitats are critical for maintaining biodiversity and building resilience to climate change. Protected areas such as national parks, wildlife reserves, and marine sanctuaries serve as important refuges for threatened species and provide essential ecosystem services. Promoting sustainable land use practices. Adopting sustainable land use practices such as agroforestry, regenerative agriculture, and sustainable forestry can help mitigate climate change and preserve biodiversity. These practices promote ecosystem health, enhance carbon sequestration, and support local livelihoods. Enhancing climate resilience. Building resilience to climate change involves adapting to changing conditions and minimizing the impacts of extreme weather events. This includes investing in climate-smart infrastructure, strengthening early warning systems, and supporting community-based adaptation initiatives. fostering international cooperation. Climate change and biodiversity loss are global challenges that require collective action and cooperation among nations. International agreements, such as the Paris Agreement and the Convention on Biological Diversity, provide frameworks for addressing these issues and fostering collaboration on a global scale. Preserving biodiversity for future generations. Ensuring the long-term survival of biodiversity requires sustained commitment and action from governments, businesses, civil society, and individuals. Some key steps include educating and raising awareness, increasing public awareness about the importance of biodiversity and the threats posed by climate change is essential for fostering support for conservation efforts and driving behavior change. Empowering local communities. Engaging local communities in conservation efforts and supporting indigenous and traditional knowledge systems can help build resilience and promote sustainable resource management practices. Investing in research and innovation. Supporting scientific research and innovation is essential for developing effective conservation strategies, monitoring biodiversity trends, and identifying emerging threats. Implementing policy and legal measures. Enacting and enforcing laws and policies that protect biodiversity and regulate activities that contribute to climate change is critical for ensuring compliance and accountability. Taking individual action. Every individual has a role to play in preserving biodiversity and mitigating climate change. Making sustainable lifestyle choices, supporting conservation initiatives, and advocating for policy change can all contribute to positive outcomes for biodiversity and the planet. In conclusion, climate change poses an existential threat to biodiversity, but concerted action can help mitigate its impacts and preserve biodiversity for future generations. By reducing greenhouse gas emissions, protecting natural habitats, promoting sustainable land use practices, and fostering international cooperation, we can build a more resilient and biodiverse world for all living beings. The preservation and protection of biodiversity are paramount to our collective future. By recognizing the intrinsic value of biodiversity and embracing our role as stewards of the planet, we can work together to safeguard the richness of life for generations to come. Let us honor the sacred interconnectedness of all living beings and commit ourselves to nurturing biodiversity in all its forms. Thank you. Now I need to ask, can you help support the ongoing expenses required to run this website by providing me with a small donation? You can also help by purchasing any number of the 21 ebooks featured on this site, written by me to enhance your life and help solve some of the deeper issues you must be facing today. The Cargold Jewelry also needs your business, which provides me a small commission for every piece of jewelry sold through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. We need to work together to help create a better world through higher consciousness, rather than continue to struggle in a world of separation run by fragmented thinkers. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Everyone, please take care, and thanks for listening this far.